talking about demons. What are the demons?
Voices.
Tell me about them. What are the voices about?
It's another voice, the evil side.
Jeff, whatever your name is, Satan.
Welcome everyone to Evil Examined. We hope that you enjoyed last week's episode.
We all got arrested for pickle bouncing in Connecticut
and building nukes, right?
Chico.
So we're back in the studio here with Mike from Real Judgments.
Yeah.
The sinister sadist Steven, and then Silent Sarita. They're joining us for our evil entry, right?
So many S's.
Which is.
It's me doing it.
Yeah,
and it's
Katie
about
doing it.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. We're going to do a bit of a dive into all the Epstein madness. And, you know, we're going to test out these conspiracy theories and see the elite connections between them. You know, I think it's going to be pretty cool. What do you think?
Yeah. So I want to start with a question.
But before you start, though, let's just shamelessly plug the website. www.evilexamined.com. We put up that guy whipping people with a belt a few weeks ago. Yeah, we're the people that did that. And then we put up the horse tripping and the Dunkin' Donuts shit, right?
Schmokin',
the people that were so depressed that Dunkin' Donuts has done. We're the ones that brought you that video as well on our website.
The Dunkin' went up in smoke.
But check it out, you know? Check it out, because we're probably going to put up some stuff for this, too. It's can't miss stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. So,
but let's get into the evil entry now.
So, what memes have you guys seen about Jeffrey Epstein?
I was just looking some up right now.
You were? Have you guys seen these memes?
I actually haven't
No?
seen
No.
Nothing?
I've seen I'm There's social one. Media absent.
I don't always kill myself, but when I do, I didn't. Dos Equis.
Oh, man. That's like Dos Equis over each eye because he's dead. All right. So here's kind of just like a, I don't know. Do you guys think that the rich can get away with anything? Or do you think that justice comes down on the rich as well?
I think it depends how heavy the headlines are on it.
I think if somebody
wealthy does something and it doesn't get spun out of control in the media, that they will get away with it.
It depends how rich, too, right? Because, like, you know, if you're a sports athlete, you're pretty rich, right? But you're not untouchable, you know?
But even look on the Kansas City Chiefs alone. Tyreek Hill got in trouble for all the domestic violence.
That's what I'm saying.
And almost nobody heard about it until Kareem Hunt got nailed kicking that girl in the media out of control, then they look further into the team.
Right. There's still stuff that slips through the cracks, but I think that tier, you know what I mean? When you're that tier of, I don't know if it's even, in my opinion, I don't know if it's even rich as it is just like elite too. Part of it's connections, you know what I mean?
Power.
Who you know. That comes with, money's like a bargaining chip, right? Or, not a bargaining chip, but like if you picture like an RPG character, it's like you would be elite with the more money you have, more elite. Mm. If that makes any sense, but
all elite.
I think if one elite guy gets outed by the other elite guys, then that's when they fall. And everything comes out because everyone has dirt on everyone else.
So you're going kind of skulls on it? Like a secret society.
But that doesn't usually happen because the shit they're into usually will affect their money. And they don't want their money to get touched.
And their money's connected to other people's money.
Yeah, so if my revenue stream gets interrupted, it's going to affect yours. And then if they start examining where your revenue is going or coming to, then that's going to out a whole bunch of people. Especially when you're looking at someone who's also politically connected and what they're funding.
That's when people get suicided.
Get suicided.
I just want to go over. I feel like we all probably know a little bit about Epstein so far, right? Just from like reading the news and stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there about him. So just to kind of cover what we know already, what do you feel like your like level of how much information you have about him? Like, do you feel like you know a lot about Epstein or not really?
I don't know much.
Because I didn't know shit before doing this.
I didn't even know who he was or what he does, aside from the whole sex trafficking. Bullcrap.
But did you find out about... Did you guys find out about this before he died or after?
After.
See, I'm like... I've seen some shit on like InfoWars about him. And I had seen the plane logs a long time ago. And there had always been rumors about his pedophilia, but a lot of it was brushed off as conspiracy. You know what I mean? Like, sites like InfoWars, you know, they're more, you know, they'll go and step out a little further, you know, like, than other sites will, I feel. Like, in, you know, you saw with the, was it CBS that killed the, story? Or was that ABC?
It was ABC.
So, like, you have a, like, an ABC kills that story, like, a smaller independent media, like an InfoWars is like, we don't give a fuck kind of thing. You know what I mean? But that's that power connection kind of thing. But, yeah, I had a moderate. I saw, like, the flight logs and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you guys know about it before he died? I didn't think about that.
I read, like, a little bit, but not, like.
Right.
I didn't know anything until I came here.
I didn't know much about him, and then I just read that he was a billionaire, and it's like, what does he do? And you can't find out what he does.
Right, yeah. That's the same shit that I'm like, I knew about it before he died, but, like, I didn't really, I don't know, I didn't think about it that much, I guess. So this is a brief overview of his crimes and who he is, like, as a person. He's a New York-based financier with connections that led a sex trafficking ring and abused young girls. He would lure them in with his wealth and his trusted, close female confidant recruiters, like his former girlfriend. And then he would turn these other girls into recruiters for him, too. And so it always kind of start with, like, a massage sort of thing, where it's, like, he would have his, he would have, like, his girlfriend at the time, her name is Jelaine Maxwell, go up and approach different girls. And he would target people from, like, low-income places or, like, girls that... like, usually around 14, that, like, were in trailer parks or something like that, or that he knew that they had been abused when they were younger after talking to them. So girls that didn't have, like, much to look forward to that might have, like, big dreams, and he would be there to fulfill those dreams. So he'd get a girl, and he'd be like, hey, will you come back to, like, this woman would come up and approach her, and, hey, how would you like to earn $200? Like, all you have to do is give a guy a massage, and that's it. And he would get these 14-year-old girls to be like, yeah, I need that money. That's great. Come back, give him a massage. While he's getting the massage, it turns sexual, you know, and he'll fuck them, right? Like, and then pay them the $200, and they leave, and then they come back because they want, like, $200 again for that. And, yeah, I don't know. What would you guys do for $200?
Not that.
It's like that, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Remember that?
for $200.
I wouldn't fuck Epstein, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, like...
Oh, that's what I said.
I need at least $350.
$200 is pretty low.
Yeah, but that burns out pretty quick.
Want me a PS4.
So, eventually, one of the stepmoms of one of the girls that kind of like got caught up in this, and he'd been doing this for like a long ass time. Eventually, she was like, oh... He did this to my stepdaughter, and he had houses all over the place. Like, he had one in Florida, in Palm Springs, Florida, or Palm Beach, Florida, and he had another one in New Mexico, kind of like in the middle of nowhere in New Mexico, and he flew her out to New Mexico to his ranch there, and he had abused her in Florida. So they arrested him. And he got put in jail. Like, he went through everything, but he didn't plead to... Like, he did a plea deal with all his lawyers because they had a bunch of evidence. And what happened was that he said, oh, yeah, I solicited a prostitute. So in doing this, he's, like, labeling his victims as prostitutes, even though they're, like, just these young girls that he sucked in. It's not like they were, like, already out there on the streets, like, trying to sell their bodies. Like, he brought he's trying to help them. He's trying to, like, you know, give them a quick come up.
It's inappropriate.
Was it?
Well, but didn't in the people over there in that area, they started noticing him flying in, right? And like bringing in younger girls and stuff.
There were always people that had like different suspicions throughout like this whole time, but again, he's rich and he's employing these people.
Yeah, I know there was people that like made complaints and shit though. Like they lodged complaints and they were like, "Oh, it's being looked into." You know what I mean? But they didn't like him because that's illegal, right? Bringing a minor
across
state lines, right?
Yeah.
Which it's a no-brainer. Yeah, it should be.
Without parental permission.
Yeah.
He had other places like in New York and in Florida, in Paris. He had his own private island in the Caribbean. I've seen videos of his houses. A lot of them are decorated with like naked girls' pictures, like, I don't know.
There's the one with Bill Clinton in the dress, too, right? The Monica Lewinsky dress. That's a great one.
Oh, yeah. Like, what would you guys think if you walked into someone's house and it was just all pictures of, like, would you be like, oh, this is art and it's beautiful? Like, just all pictures, like, naked chicks.
You're saying, what's the difference between him and, like, your creepy uncle that has all the porno pictures put up in his, like, room and shit?
Like, I'm just asking, like, how would you react if you walked into a place that was like that? I'd be like, what the fuck?
I wouldn't. I'd just be like, this is cool, you know?
Like, are the pictures underage girls?
No, not underage, man.
Yeah. No, they're like...
But to your point, though, there's people that will do that with and be like, oh, this is art, you know? I used to work at Borders, and there was this... I forget the photographer's name, but he's like a pretty famous photographer. But his books were riddled with pictures of naked children. You know what I mean? Like, and we would get it and we'd be like, yo, we're not putting this shit on the shelf. Fuck this shit, basically. And we would just fucking like throw it in the trash and shit. We'd be like, yo, fuck this piece of shit. Like, we thought he was a fucking pedophile. And the way he was doing, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you're shelving books in a bookstore, that's all you do. You look at the DVDs, you look at the books. We looked at the shit. We were like, this is not art. You know what I mean? And we were like, fuck this shit. So see, your own evil examine, you know, like saving the exploitation of children. That's what we're all about.
Man, what a hero you are. So in Florida, after this happened, this was in 2005 when he got arrested for this. And like he'd been abusing girls since the 80s too. He served only at night in the cell. Like, he would be allowed out of his jail. He had his own private wing. He donated like a bunch of money. And so he was in there for 13 months, but he got to leave every day to go work. He had employees at the prison. And when they drove him to his work, he had he was allowed to have his own masseuse. And these two bodyguard kind of like cop guys that were assigned to him from the prison would just let him be alone with his underage masseuse, which he liked to have twice to three times a day. So stamina, you know?
Damn, that's like, that's hard times, huh?
Mm.
Hard time.
And then...
he's learning his lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to keep fucking these masseuses till I get out and fuck more kids.
So after this all happened, like, people were still pissed about this, and he keeps doing it. It's not like he stops what he's doing. And it's not like Florida was the only place that he did it where he was serving time. He also had done it in New York. So New York starts trying to take action against him. And that's why he was in prison most recently, because that happened in New York. That's where he was put into jail. They brought a lot of the same evidence to trial and stuff. So, and that's where he supposedly killed himself. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. We're going to talk about his background, just like how he grew up and shit. Because, like, what do you guys think, like, without knowing anything about him? Like, we don't even know how he made his money, nothing like that. Like, what would cause someone, like, in their background when they're growing up to be this rich-ass dude that has all these powerful connections that fucks little kids?
He probably was abused himself.
What you'd think, right?
That would be my suspicion, just because, like, I feel like 90% of it. Snodgrass, actually, his sister's a fucking counselor for, like, children and stuff, and, like, children that have committed crimes. And she said 90% of the kids that she talks to that have committed sexual abuse have been sexually abused themselves. And, like it's almost a definitive, you know, assumption, really.
I feel like he was more groomed. Like, I don't know, whoever was his guiding parent just kind of groomed him.
Was he born into money? I don't think.
I'll tell you guys in a minute.
Yeah, she just wants to get, like, what you, not knowing anything of the background, like, what would you think?
Because I thought the same thing. I thought he must have been abused in his past, but I'm like, and I just assumed his parents were rich, too.
Yeah, and it might be like, he might be part of the 10%. You don't know.
He's just like groomed into it and taught that, because you said he targeted people that were abused or came from, you know, trailer parks or anything like that. So I'm thinking he was groomed to just believe that they were a lower life form and that he could do whatever he wanted with them.
I don't feel like he was abused, because when people are abused, they become like a sexual deviant and they kind of are closeted about it and kind of shameful. But he seemed kind of proud. Like, he would talk about it. Like, yeah, like young girls, whatever, I'm going to fly him on my jet. And it was not like hidden. He was like flaunting it and kind of daring people to catch him. So it was really cocky, and that does seem like someone who was abused. So I feel like he probably had like a normal upbringing, like a normal childhood, maybe
a spoiled asshole.
Maybe an asshole dad or something, and a passive mother.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. Now that you say that, I didn't really think about that. But the fact that, like you said, is the cockiness and showboating it almost.
Like,
that's more like, oh, these young are a delicacy amongst elite, right? And I feel like that's something that I've seen come up with the things that happen to children, like the Bohemian Grove shit, all that kind of stuff. It's like, oh, like these children are like a high delicacy, be it boys or girls.
It's like shark fin soup.
Right, right. And it's like, oh, you always want, like, when you have everything, what do you want? You want what you can't have, right? When you have it all already, they're just looking for that, getting closer to the edge. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, like.
Asserting power.
So I had thought, like, what you guys had said, right? Like, where he came from somewhere troubled or whatever. But what you said, Sarita, is, like, pretty much on point for him. So he came from, like, pretty humble beginnings. So he's born in Brooklyn to, like, he's from, like, a Jewish family. His mom is a homemaker, and his dad was, like, a groundskeeper. He was, like, doing work for the parks department and stuff. And Epstein skipped a couple grades in high school. Like, he was a smart kid, but when he went to college, he went to one place for, like, about a year, and he didn't really like it. And so he went to got accepted to a different school, and he didn't finish with his degree, but he stopped. It was like a special physics school kind of thing. And he, after going there a couple years, he quit and then got hired as a teacher, which I thought was really weird because it's like...
A degree.
Right. How are you going to be teaching education when typically the point of when you're teaching education is to, like, continue?
Because he's a manipulator.
Yeah, he's just, like, twisted and he can, like, get in people's heads and he's smart. So, you know, like, he gets what he wants even when he doesn't have, like, whatever fundamental standards you would expect somebody to have or, pre-qualifications to do something. It's like he goes around the rules and whatever stipulations. So he starts teaching at this private school. It's kind of like a hoity-toity school with, like, really rich kids. And he's there for about 2 years, and then he got fired for poor performance, and he was, like, teaching math. But there he had some, like, really rich kids that he made friends with their parents at, like, parent-teacher conferences. So even though he got fired for poor performance, he made connections and then got hired, like, as a kind of like a stockbroker, like, at a brokerage firm. But my thing is, like, all right, he's working at a high school. At that point, when we know that he's going to go on to sex traffic young girls, there's young girls at this high school. Like, don't you think some of that behavior would have, like, popped up if he was, like, into that shit? Like, he would have, like, used that power over some of the young girls that he's teaching and, like, 2 years for poor performance when he's never, like, performed poorly at anything? I don't know.
Like, you're saying, like, he's not focused on what he's doing. He's just focused on the girls around him.
He's observing behaviors so he can see how they, you know, how they act so he can use it against them later. He's, like, getting to know his... prey, kind of.
And but he didn't, like, do anything, and all the people, like, at the school, yeah, so it's he's a fucking predator, this dude. So he goes to this interview with this guy, and he is super charming, super smart. He gets hired there, and within 4 years of being hired there, he's a partner at the firm, which I work at a brokerage company, and that's not something that happens within 4 years. Granted, this was, like, a ways back, but it's still not something typical. Like, there has to be something really special about this person's personality and how they present themselves for those opportunities to be possible for them. Like, it's not normal. But then he got fired for a Reg D violation, and he stayed a client of this place, which is also not typical. Like, if you get fired for doing something wrong, like breaking some laws, they're not going to keep you as a client. They're going to pass you off to somebody else. And the same year he got fired, he started a new business. And right now, like, still, it's like he's doing stuff where he can, like, make money, but he's not, like, billionaire status at this point. So he's coming up quick, though. Basically, with his new company, he's kind of working like a high-dollar bounty hunter. So he's, like, going after people, and he starts buying all these companies, like, buy collection firms and stuff. So he's kind of like an asshole piece of shit. He goes to Saudi Arabia, and he's, like, working, like, with arms dealers and stuff and helping them invest money. Like, anything that's illegal that you need a way to, like, funnel money into, that's the shit that he's doing. So it's, like, he's setting himself up to have all these connections, be high profile. He had fake passports. He was doing, like, these dangerous things. He's living, like, this crazy life, starts buying houses. He cuts out of business deals right before they go sour. Like, there's all these, like, million-dollar Ponzi schemes that he, like, started up and then pulled out of right before the shit hit the fan.
Yeah, a lot of things that come up with him, I feel like, is Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes too, right?
Mm-hmm. And so he's probably making, like, about 55 grand a month. Can you imagine that shit at this point?
Some YouTubers make that.
It, you know,
really?
Yeah, or over that.
They should start sex trafficking.
You know what's crazy? And it's kind of like a fucked up thing. It's like people that make that amount of money, it's never enough for them. The people that don't, they would be so satisfied with that money, and they'd probably just shut it down after. Like, if it was me, once I got up to, like, a few million dollars, And I was like, oh, I could live, you know, modestly, just reasonably the rest of my life and just do something I enjoy. That it would be over for me. But then like somebody, but the people like with my sort of personality, I feel like, or with, you know, it's just the elitist kind of person. It's never enough, you know, like they're never gonna. Who is it? I think Marco, my buddy Marco, is like, he had this theory that like the happiness isn't like real. He was like, oh, it's always like the next tier. Like, oh, I need to be here to get happy. Like, I need to have this promotion or this. Then once you get there, it's the same feeling. You know what I mean? I think he meant it more in like a financial way.
It's
about
the pursuit.
It's like the endorphin rush. So then once it's satisfied, you don't have it. It's like a chemical thing. But yeah. I think this guy was just kind of like, he was fun for him. Like it was a challenge and it was a power thing.
He, like the people that he was working with too, like all had kind of like, he became the personal advisor for the dude that runs Victoria's Secret. Like he wants to be around like fucking hot chicks all the time. He would fund like magazines that were supposed to have like modeling contests and stuff like that too. I don't know. But he also made like all these connections. He would like fund like fucking Harvard and shit. So his girlfriend was this lady who she grew up like mad rich. Her dad was like this jerk kind of media mogul that he stole all his employees' pension funds. And she grew up in like a 53 house mansion. And she had her, she was a favorite child, so her dad's yacht was named after her, Ghislaine Maxwell. And she was born 2 days after her little brother, or her older brother was put into a coma from a car accident. And she was anorexic when she was a fucking toddler. Like, how does that happen? How can you be like a fucking.
Is anorexia the one where they throw up or they don't eat?
That's bulimia, is when you puke.
So she didn't eat?
She never ate.
So maybe, like, she wasn't anorexic. Maybe she just had shitty parents.
Or she's a really fucking picky eater.
Maybe.
I don't know. But she's the one that would procure people. And then there's Prince Andrew. And you guys saw that earlier today, right?
Yeah, just to give the audience a little key in, me and Katie watched the full interview, I think, like, what, a couple weeks ago. And then when we met up before the show, we were eating. You know, Mike was eating his noodles, and the rest of us were watching the interview. I feel like we got through most of it. Just a few brilliant parts in that, though, really.
But. Yeah. Do you guys think that he looked guilty?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All fucking day he was lying.
The way he was blinking to, like, certain answers, you could
his
tell
nervous
that he
laughter.
Was...
Yeah, he laughed. He was stuttering. He looked down like 4 times in a row on one answer that he gave. Just like, I'm talking like, looked down for like 2 seconds, then up, then down for 2 seconds. It was
I
just
like
the
it
weirdest
when he
thing.
Says, as it were. But probably like the thing that sounded the most ridiculous was maybe the sweating thing.
That was nuts, dude. Yeah.
Mm.
Do we want to play that?
If you want to.
If I want. I mean, you don't want to hear this?
Play that.
Play it.
What about the rest of you guys?
Let's get it.
Can I hear a cheer?
If we want to hear it.
All right. You asked for it. Here's Prince Andrew explaining sweating while he's dancing with some fucking girl that he raped that was underage.
But I have no recollection of ever meeting or being in the company or the presence.
So you're absolutely sure that you're at home on the 10th of March?
Yeah.
She was very specific about that night. Mm. She described dancing with you and you profusely sweating and that she went on to have bath, possibly...
There's a slight problem with the sweating because I have a peculiar medical condition, which is that I don't sweat, or I didn't sweat at the time, and that was... Oh, was she? Yes. I didn't sweat at the time because I had suffered what I would describe as an overdose of adrenaline in the Falklands War when I was shot at, and I simply... It was almost impossible for me to sweat, and it's only because I have done a number of things in the recent past that I'm starting to be able to do that again. So I'm afraid to say that there's a medical condition that says that I didn't do it, so therefore...
Is it possible that you met Virginia Roberts?
The fuck, dude?
Maybe one of the things he did that taught him to sweat again was dancing. And then
I think you probably said it best, though, before we started this episode, Sarita said, I can't believe he said that. I think that was the words. It's just ridiculous. It just sounds so ridiculous.
I mean, even if it was true.
Even if it was true, you just might want to omit it.
Just no, say that.
But the cool thing is we're going to find out if it was true or not, right?
Well, I read this doctor's opinion on if this is like even possible. And basically, there is a condition that you can have where you don't sweat. And it is called...
obesity.
No, you sweat a lot with that.
Anhydrosis. But an overdose of adrenaline would normally cause more sweating, not less sweating. And
so yeah, this is like a birth condition.
It's... most cases are inherited, which is not the case for Prince Andrew. Other causes are heat stroke, which is unlikely in the Falklands where he was stationed. Severe hydration or medications, including morphine. So maybe that was his problem. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy, though. I mean, I've never seen an interview where someone looked that, like, that. It was just obvious, right?
Where he's lying?
Yeah, it just seems so bad, dude. Like,
I can't believe like there must have been someone there with him, and they were like, "Yeah, let's just keep going with this. Let's not."
Oh my god! After the sweat thing, there was like 30 more minutes. Dude, what the fuck?
And at one point, he like explains why he couldn't be somewhere because he remembers going to a place called Pizza Express, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I never go there." And then he's like, "But I went there that day, so I remember every time I've been there." And then other times, it's like, oh, what were you doing? He's like, oh, I don't remember at all.
Oh, he's like
I don't ever remember meeting her, but I remember going to Pizza Express.
Right. Pizza Express must be fabulous.
Dude, he had the best. One of my favorite ones was when they were talking about the attire he was wearing in the photograph with the girl.
Oh, yeah, I wear he's suits.
Like, when I was in London, I wouldn't dress like that. And then,
my traveling clothes.
It's like, dude, anybody can say that. You know what I mean? Like, anybody could say that. Like,
I only wear hats on Wednesdays. Like, what's
it's like,
wrong?
Oh, you, Aaron, you didn't kill him with a bat. I'm like, well, no, of course I don't play baseball. It would be impossible.
I don't know how to swing a bat. I've never done that before again in my life.
One of the things he is asked in that interview is like, do you regret meeting Jeffrey Epstein and like having a relationship with him? He says no. Would you guys, if you found out that someone you knew was a fucking sex trafficker and was fucking little girls and you were not involved in it whatsoever, would you regret meeting them and being friends with them?
This was the perfect opportunity for him to lie, which he'd been doing the whole time anyway, and he decided to be honest.
How did he drop the ball on that?
Yeah, I feel like he had just given up at that point. He's like, ugh. Whatever.
He's like, hold on. If you're going to fuck something up, let's do it all the way. You know? Like, let's go 100% on this thing.
But, like, he says the reason he doesn't regret it is because of the connections that he's made. So many people fucking know this guy.
Right. Ride or die, you know what I'm saying?
He's found some other child fuckers.
He's a prince, so, I mean.
He's not my fucking prince.
Epstein.
Not my prince.
I don't recognize him as a prince. I didn't recognize him as
a prince either, but I just didn't know the fuck he was.
He looks gross, right? Like, if you just saw him and didn't know who he was, like, would you be surprised that he wanted to fuck 15-year-olds?
He looks like a pervy algebra teacher or something. Like, I wouldn't be shocked.
What was his... And he used some interesting language, too, when he talked about Epstein. Didn't he say something like, oh... in his actions, they were unbecoming. And then the interviewer is like, unbecoming? Like,
yeah, fucking little fucking, girls.
He's fucking unbecoming. Little girls. Like, you know?
And then he's like, oh, I didn't want to be, I'm always too polite, you know? That's what he says. Fucking crazy.
Well, he had to step down after the interview, right?
Yeah.
Because shit hit the fan.
Yeah, because it was terrible.
It was real bad.
So Bill Clinton's a little bit smarter than him. Like, because he doesn't talk. Like, he doesn't do his own interviews. He just has people talk for him about his relationship with Epstein, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, we could do a whole episode on Clinton, too. He's got... He's got a lot of skeletons in his closet, and I think it was on the Joe Rogan show. He had Tulsi Gabbard on, and then they were talking about the Clinton body count a little bit too, which is that weird
hashtag kind of thing that came up.
Yeah, have you guys heard of that? The Clinton body count.
I did.
What do you know about it?
Not much. Those like all these people that were associated with the Clintons, whatever, end up being dead or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like mysteriously, like out of the blue.
And now all of Clinton enemies.
Oh, well, Vince Foster was a big one too back in the day. He was suspected to be having an affair with Hillary Clinton, and they found him dead in a park. And just like there's so many ties, you know what I mean? And like I remember I watched a documentary about it. It was pretty interesting. But that's another like famous conspiracy kind of thing is the death of Vince Foster.
After Epstein hung himself, Trump tweeted out something about the Clinton death conspiracies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cool like that.
Trying to, you know, poke that in there for the next year. So Clinton knows him. He's flown on his plane a bunch of times. People have confronted him in public about it, but he hasn't spoken about it. Trump, we know, says whatever the fuck he wants to. And so he tweeted that thing out. And he's also got quotes about Epstein liking him young. And there was one time where I guess that Trump and Epstein were the only two people on Epstein's island to judge a calendar model contest. And so it was like just them two guys and 80 girls. Some underage, some not. Also Bill Gates knew him, but like I feel like Epstein also got people just to talk about charities. Not just all of them were like fucking girls, so it's like all these people are connected with him that don't want their name associated with him. Like even Stephen Hawking went to Epstein's island and he like modified a submarine because so that Stephen Hawking could take his like wheelchair on there and get to be underwater for a little bit because he wanted to.
Fucking Bill Gates, dude. You know, like. What is he? How much money does a guy have? Can't get a good fucking haircut still.
Right.
It's like still with the mushroom cut from fucking 1988, right?
Mm.
But what? Clinton flew on the Lolita Express 26 times, was it? If my memory recalls. And you also had disgraced actor Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker. Mm-hmm. He was in there.
And Martha Stewart.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Yo.
Sorry.
That's your Chris Tucker impression?
That's the, what is it, Rush Hour?
Rush Hour.
With Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
That was much better.
There we go.
getting late, sorry.
You said you're getting laid?
Getting late.
Oh.
If I was getting laid, you would know.
I was like, what's your Chris Tucker impression? Fucking wet. Let's
get it going.
How do you know?
Do you know a list of others that were on the plane, though? Do you have any of the logs, by any chance?
I don't have them.
Oh, okay.
I'll find them later. Yeah. No, this is the last thing I was going to talk about was his death and like conspiracies surrounding it. So basically, he died while in prison. It's been ruled as a suicide, but people aren't buying that shit because of its connections and some like interesting things that took place in the jail that he was being housed at prior to his suicide. How would you guys kill yourselves in jail? Just curious.
In jail?
Yeah, like, what would you fucking do? I feel like I would have to try to drown myself in the toilet. Like, how do you do it? Like,
God.
You don't have anything.
I would do the Aaron Hernandez. I would, like, put the soap on the floor so I slip and then hang myself with the bed sheet.
Oh.
Are you confined to the jail cell or are you, like, public? with the public.
I mean, like, you could kill yourself wherever.
Or right? You could just disrespect the shit out of somebody.
I was thinking that.
And have them just fucking...
like, spit on, skinheads and shit.
Yeah.
See, that's the honorable way, going you know?
On the fire.
Yeah.
There's only so many ways, you know? Like, there's not... You have to be creative, I feel like, to...
Because what... How else could you really do it?
Like, you'd have to hang yourself.
If you saved up a bunch of money, you might be able to, save up for drugs inside and get a bunch at once. I might try an OD.
Yeah.
Go out flying high, you know?
Bad case of heroin.
Mm.
Or just enough that my heart stops, you know?
There's, seems
not
peaceful.
That many weight. I don't know. I felt like I was going to die.
Your head fit through the bars. You could break your own neck if
you could. Oh, wow. That's fucking brutal.
Sink your head through and then just break it.
So Epstein...
paralyzed in prison.
They said that Epstein decided to hang himself, and the way he did it was he took a bed sheet, tied it around his neck, and tied the other end to, his bunk, right? So I imagine prison bunks are probably, metal or whatever for the beds. And then just fucking, leaned forward.
You can do that, though. That's legit. I seen... There was a bunch of videos that surfaced online of, people hanging themselves. Some by accident like that. A lot of kids, believe it or not, kill themselves like that. Like, young kids.
It's unfortunate. Not everyone believes this is a suicide. And some of the reasons for that... they think it doesn't add up. And there's, big people behind this, too. Like, I guess, Ted Cruz and the New York City Mayor, Bill de Blasio, was like, it doesn't make sense. So he's got this bone broken in his neck that's, kind of right here. That's uncommon in hangings when you do an autopsy, but it's, common for strangulations.
Is that the hybrid...
What?
Or the larynx. The larynx
should be beneath. Oh, what the bone's called? No, yeah. It's neither one of those.
There's only two in the throat.
It's under your chin. It's,
Because I was literally doing research on this today, because of a story I wrote about a girl that got strangled to death.
Of course.
So.
Was he on suicide watch?
He had been, but he got taken off of it. Oh, here we go. This is the fucking bone. It is called a hyoid bone.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said larynx.
I said, is it a hyoid or a larynx?
Oh, it's a hyoid. Oh. But this right here, which I cannot even feel in my own. I don't even know if I have one. Do you guys have this bone? Can you feel it?
That's the one. That's above the larynx, right?
I don't know where the larynx is, but it's under your chin.
Yeah.
You can feel yours?
Dude, let me feel your shit. I can't
feel mine.
I feel something here. I don't know what that is.
Hmm. But I guess it's something it's not in that many suicides, but it's in 90% of strangulations. And he had been on suicide watch. They took him off. That morning, his cellmate was supposed to change, but no one was in his cell with him. He was just by himself. They have two guards that are supposed to check on him every 30 minutes. They have cameras on his cell, and they stopped functioning for the time when he was, when he kicked it. And they had people that had been visiting him before that were, he wasn't suicidal at all, nothing. His lawyers had been there. They're like, no.
It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
Right. And then I guess earlier he had kind of been attacked, and the reason he was on suicide watch was there was another cell. He had a cellmate previously that had tried to hurt him, and there was a drug dealer that kept trying to comment on his death, but they silenced him. They're the people that work at the prison, they cleared him of assaulting Epstein to start off with. And I don't know. There's a bunch of weird shit. Now the two people that are the guards are being charged for negligence, and they're probably going to fucking have their lives ruined. But if someone kills themselves, I don't know if the jail or federal jail or whatever should be responsible or if it's on the person, but do you guys think he did it?
Kill himself?
Mm-hmm. Or, like, did someone murder him? It's Epstein.
Oh, that makes sense. That's why we're getting the interference in the headset. Was wondering about that. Everyone got their shit on airplane mode. Asshole. Motherfucker. No, I think he did not kill himself personally. Because
too many coincidences.
Can you put it in an airplane?
I turned it off. I thought I turned it off the first time.
Okay. I think he didn't do it personally. I think that he had gotten out of these situations before, right? Why would he kill himself now? Right? Didn't he get out of multiple situations like this?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he cocky? Didn't he flaunt it?
He didn't. It didn't fit his profile.
She's the profiler. She's been right about everything.
Yeah.
Just didn't.
Yeah, you're bordering on a master's degree in accounting, right?
MBA. <Isn't>
that... Steve?
Well, he's like a narcissist, so I feel like narcissists wouldn't do that shit, right?
Yeah.
It's either like the ultimate narcissistic act or it's the least, you know?
Even though we know about him, I feel like he wouldn't do it, though.
Right, yeah. Well, if he was going to do it, he wouldn't do it like that. It would be something dramatic, like death by cop or something. Like, he'd be gunned down escaping.
But we should think of this, too. I guess this is something to consider. It's like he had never been so spotlighted in those other times. He was really under the magnifying glass when this broke, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we know how powerful this was because like we talked about, we had the ABC, the chick caught on the hot mic talking to her producer. I forget her name, but they killed the story. You know,
there's just so many like rich people associated with him that didn't want to have their names associated with them.
Like she was saying, like, oh, I fucking had this story for a long time. I had the shit with Clinton too. You can hear her say it. She talks about Clinton. You know what I mean? Clearly on the fucking tape and all that shit.
And he thought he was like an intellectual. Like, you know, like how like back in the day, like Greek people, like it used to be like, not Greek people, but like when there was like all the famous philosophers and stuff, they would like all fuck younger dudes. And that's like how they trained each other. I don't know.
They thought women were inferior or something. Or tainted.
We are tainted.
Well, I thought guy... Well,
oh,
no,
you guys
but,
have taints too.
Yeah, we have taints. But yeah, it seems like I don't know. Like this is it. Maybe it is like that. Maybe it is like the whole Greek philosopher shit, right?
I think if he was facing death, like if he's on death row, then yeah, suicide would have been the ultimate narcissistic thing to do because it would be at his own hands. But like you said, he's gotten out of it so many times.
He has money, dude.
That's what I mean.
He was fucking getting out of prison on the weekends, right? Before, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
This is the type of pull he had.
And
like,
doesn't make sense for it.
I don't know how it affects his bank account, like if he kills himself versus if someone else kills him, you know? Or if he kills himself.
If he's a narcissist, he's not going to care about that because it's not his money at that point.
Right, but...
Right, it's not like... So with the Aaron Hernandez... suicide, right? There was a lot of speculation that he was concerned about his daughter's future, getting a certain payout from the Patriots to go towards his kid, right? So while Aaron Hernandez was a psychopath, maybe he had some narcissistic qualities. He wasn't a complete narcissist, though, you know?
But how many guys you hear say when they get life insurance or anything on them or accidental death that they're better to their family dead than alive? That's a normal blue-collar thought that happens.
Yeah, that's like you said, that's a blue-collar thought, right?
Yeah, whereas I'm
which
saying,
is like a Hernandez is more of a blue-collar kid.
Work ethic.
An Epstein
came up from nothing.
Not.
Right.
The opposite.
Exactly.
Although, actually, the way Epstein came up was similar to Hernandez, really, right?
Weren't both their dads fucking groundskeepers?
Yeah. And
so just saying, if you are a groundskeeper, don't have children.
Right? You're pumping out some psychopathic seed.
Something in the fertilizer.
Is that seaweed?
What's your insight on it, Gene?
I don't think he killed himself.
No.
I think Hillary did it.
Yo.
The assassin.
And the reptilians. Hillary and the reptilians, dude.
Yeah. Cool.
Don't bunch them in with her, though.
Yeah, that's my Epstein shit.
Yeah.
Cool. That was like conspiracy, a nice... dude. A nice condensed version of what was going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I didn't name any of the victims or give them any time. Sorry, Virginia.
Virginia Woolf, wasn't she an author?
Virginia Woolf's an author, yeah.
I thought so.
Wait, is still
she was a victim? Still a victim. Oh, man. Oh, speaking of authors, I read some real good books recently. I read a book by Matt Shaw called How Much To, and it's kind of about like people that get pulled into this game unanimously and they get asked to set a bid on how much it would cost them to do like fucked up things. Some gross, some violent. And then I also want to recommend John Atin's book. And it's called Lovesick. It's just a fucking sick... I don't know. I don't want to really give anything away, but if you like horror books, this would be a no-brainer, in my opinion. I haven't read, like, a bunch of books in a while, and I feel like I'm on a streak right now. You know, I'm mostly writing, but recently I got a chance to read, and it was very enlightening.
Reading Rainbow.
Is that it? Are we done?
We're done, dude.
Oh, okay.
We're done. We're going to go, you know, now.
We can put that Prince Andrew shit on the website, right?
Hell yeah.
Bubbling idiot.
I'll put a bunch of Epstein links on the website and a bunch of the memes.
Will you, though? Do you promise?
I promise.
Or am I going to have to put them? I'm just asking.
I don't know. Who's going to take out the trash?
I brought the fucking trash out last time.
Oh, yeah, let's
go. And I brought it in.
Okay, what percentage do you think since we lived here? In?
Oh, do you want to get into this right now?
No.
We can do the laundry. We can talk about dishes. There's a lot more than the trash.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bye.
That's what I thought.
Thanks for listening.
But check out www.evilexamined.com for all of... the videos that we like to add up, or if you just want, you can listen to the podcast directly from there. Any of our products are available there. I really want to do another Comic-Con again, or like a just any kind of con. If the Scare-Con came again, that'd be cool. Because that one was really laid back, as opposed to some of the other ones. Hopefully, we could get a table somewhere again because I enjoyed asking all those random people questions and stuff. It was really fun.
Be great a little bit away from the toilet, maybe.
Yeah, right next to the shitter, right? Well, all right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us, and we will be back next week. And I think we don't know what we're doing yet, but we'll figure it out, right?
It's gonna be a nice one.
Have a good evening.
was in that house, or anybody else was in there against their will.